Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, the strange activity had been part of the house for years. So why did it become worse after his grandfather died?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey there! If you have a real ghost story, share it with us. It's very easy to do. You can call it in and leave us a voicemail, 855-853-4802. That is, if some people remember how to make a phone call. You can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com, and you could become a premium subscriber. No commercials, advanced episodes, access to the archive, that could be yours. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes, and hello, Harper.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you today, Carol?
I'm good today. I am quite good, although my dog is like next to me. Freaking out because it just thundered and he can't deal with it. Poor little guy. And then it's so funny. My cat's on the bed behind me and he's sound asleep. Like it doesn't faze him. And my poor dog's like, oh my God, it's the end of the world as we know it. But other than that, it's great.
Yeah.
So,
oh goodness. Yes, it has been stormy, stormy, stormy for so long.
I know. And I just want to go a day without having to medicate my dog. So what do you think? Like, if you have activity in a house, then someone dies, and then the activity becomes worse, that's kind of strange. It's like, because...
Is it strange, though?
Because do you think that the energy would be feeding off of someone passing away?
Okay, maybe, but all of a sudden you have like a new spirit in the household too.
But if it's your grandpa, like maybe I could see, I would like to see grandpa's spirit be like, oh, I just smelled the grandpa. He was so wonderful. I loved him so much. You know, I don't want anything to scare me.
Okay, maybe, but maybe when after grandpa dies, he reverts back to an age when he was like in his 20s and now he wants to have some fun.
he wants to haunt like your dad wants to haunt.
Yes.
I'm going to be messing with everybody.
Like he tips over like a vase and he's just there like as a ghost and he's like, that's for stealing my mashed potato recipe, Martha.
I am not okay with it.
Not okay with it.
Well, it's kind of a creepy story. Let's dive in and then we'll talk about it. Here you go.
Sounds good.
My name's Kenny. This is the first time I've called. I've always dealt with the paranormal from my first memories was of the paranormal. I don't usually go more than probably at the longest a week or two without having an experience, though I've never ever sought it out. But the story I'm about to tell you is about my grandmother and grandfather's house. They bought a new home and moved into it Nobody else had lived there. But as soon as we started staying there, things started happening. We would be able to see the shadow people would walk up and down the halls, jump from bedroom door to the bathroom door to the bedroom door. We all had the experiences knocking. One of the stories I wanted to tell you, one day my grandpa had to take his truck into the garage to be worked on. So my grandmother followed him in her car, and she told me to help, you know, to take a shower and be ready when she got back to go to church. So I went in to take a bath, threw my clothes out into the hall for her to put in the dirty laundry. And as I got in the shower, the door on the bathroom started shaking. Not just a little shake, but like shaking off the hinges, and then started banging. I thought somebody had broke in and was going to kill me. I was in tears. You know, I was young, probably 12-year-old. I didn't have my clothes in there with me. I wrapped a towel around me and started to climb out the window when my grandmother came and my grandfather came back. I told them about it. They didn't want to much talk about it. I was raised in a very religious family. You know, things about, you know, ghosts and stuff. Well, but they didn't believe in that. We believed in demons and angels. And I've had experience with that stuff before. But I'm going to fast forward a little bit. A few years later, I was 18 when my grandfather passed away. So I had to move in permanently with my grandmother. It ramped up big time. I mean, after his death, it was just constantly, all the time, banging on the walls. I'm not meaning tapping or a little scratching. I mean like somebody were taking their fist and banging it. You could be standing, and it would be just like somebody would be behind you, dumping their foot on the floor behind you. I didn't know this, but my grandma had thought that my grandpa had came back as a spirit and was talking to him, said that she seen him and that he would talk to her and she would talk to him. I didn't know this at the time, but I had a dream that my grandpa was there. And he appeared and was talking, and my grandma was talking to him. He looked like my grandpa, but I knew that something wasn't right. That's, you know, this was not my grandpa. In my dream, I looked at him and I said, "You are not my grandpa." And when I said that, it changed to this beast with like a goat's head and horns and everything. When I had the nightmare, I confronted my grandma and told her what the dream I had. And she confessed that she had been talking to someone thinking it was my grandpa. And I told her, I said, "This is not my grandpa." It got really bad. I started getting really depressed. It was just like constant weight on you. So I told my grandma that I would not stay there. So we packed up and moved. You know, I still have all along paranormal things happening to me. Like I said, I don't seek it out. I've never done any Ouija boards. If something strange happens in the house, my friends have tried to get me to talk to call it out, and I won't do it. Because I don't want to have anything to do with this. But I'm shaking right now. I usually don't tell people my story. My mother passed away in July. I took care of her. And since she passed away, there's been some things happening here. And I know it's not my mother. She had peace, you know, with her and God and in her soul. And things have been thrown. There's knocking and banging. I woke up with somebody hauling off and hit me in the face. like my eyes was watering. I've got some more stories. I worked at a haunted jail, detention center here in my county. I may try to call back and tell you that story and some other things that happened to me. Maybe I won't be so nervous next time. But I really like your all show. It's helped me a lot to not feel so alone. Thank you, and keep up the good work. Bye-bye.
Why is it like he has had so much happen to him? And he's like, it almost, when he tells that story, it's like he doesn't even want it. You know?
Yeah.
It kind of feels like it's just happening to him. And he, and even like when he said his mom died and then things started happening.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't think it's his mom. And the whole grandpa thing, that does not feel like grandpa at all. Like that feels like whatever was happening in the house before. Like whatever happened when he was taking a shower, he was climbing out the window with only a towel on.
That's definitely not Gramps.
You know you're scared when you are jumping out a window with just a towel on to get out of the house. That ain't good. And then Grandpa dies, and he said, you know, there's all the knocking on the walls and all this stuff. None of that felt like a Grandpa energy. It just felt like whatever was there ramped up even more.
Definitely.
So could it be, you know, Grandpa moved on and he's good. He's wherever you go. But maybe it creates some kind of energy thing that just fed off of.
Honestly, I could see that. That's what I was thinking. Like after, honestly, it might be feeding off the sorrow of the grandpa dying in general.
Yeah, that energy.
Yeah.
And I don't know exactly what you do when it continues to happen and you don't really want it to happen. It's just happening.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you would control that. Oh, that was it still continues to this day for him.
Ooh.
Ugh, I don't know if I can handle it.
I would love to hear more stories, though.
Yes, please. Well, let's go to our next story. It's from Maria in Texas. Love the show. I wanted to share something that happened to me several years ago when I was working in a downtown office building near the courthouse. I've listened to enough stories over the years to know that a lot of paranormal experiences happen when people least expect them, and that was definitely the case. At the time, I worked for an insurance company. I spent most of my weekdays in the same part of town. Like a lot of people, I got into a routine. I parked in the same garage, grabbed coffee from the same place a few mornings a week, and walked the same route between my office and my car every day. The courthouse was only a block away, so the area was always full of attorneys, courthouse employees, people coming and going for hearings. After a few years, seeing a man carrying a briefcase wasn't something I even noticed. One afternoon, I left work a little later than normal. It had been a long day. I remember thinking about everything except the walk back to my car. I was not listening to music or talking on the phone. I was just walking to my car. The parking garage was fairly quiet when I walked in. Most people had already left for the day. There were only a handful of vehicles parked on the level where my car was. As I stepped out of the stairwell, I noticed another person on the floor. Not unusual, but as a woman walking through a parking garage alone, I tend to be aware of who is around me, especially if there aren't many other people nearby. The man looked like he belonged there. He appeared to be in his 60s, gray hair and a gray suit. He was carrying a briefcase. He had just come out of the stairwell on the opposite side of the garage and was walking in my direction. If anything, he was so ordinary that I probably wouldn't have remembered him at all if it wasn't for what happened next. I kept walking toward my car and glanced down into my purse to find my keys. It couldn't have been more than a couple of seconds before I looked up again and he was gone. At first, I thought maybe I had simply lost track of him. I looked toward the area where he had been walking. There was nobody there. I slowed down. I looked all around the garage. And it was mostly empty. There weren't rows of tightly packed vehicles or crowds of people moving around. There were just a few cars, and from where I was standing, I could see pretty much the entire level. I remember standing there thinking I must be missing something. Maybe he had gotten into a car. Maybe he turned around. Maybe I was more tired than I realized. But none of those explanations really fit. He had been walking toward me. I noticed him because he was one of the only other people on the level. Then within a matter of seconds, there was nobody there. I ended up getting in my car and driving home, but I found myself thinking about it later that evening. Not because I was frightened, but because it didn't make sense. I kept replaying it in my head and coming back to the same thing. If there had been more people around, I probably would have assumed I just lost sight of him. If there had been dozens of vehicles, I probably would have assumed he had gotten into one of them. But there weren't. A few months later, that memory came up while I was talking with one of the maintenance workers who had worked in that part of downtown for years, and I mentioned the disappearing man, mostly because the conversation had drifted toward unusual things people had experienced around the courthouse. He listened and nodded, and then he told me that before the garage had been built, there had been several office buildings on that property. Some of them had housed law offices and other businesses connected to the courthouse. He didn't tell me it was haunted. He wasn't trying to convince me that I had seen a ghost. He just said that over the years, he had heard people mention odd things from time to time. I worked in that area for several more years, and I used that same garage almost every day. There were plenty of evenings when I walked through it alone after most people had gone home. Every now and then I would think about that afternoon, but I never saw him again. And I wonder about that. If what I saw was some kind of apparition, why did I just see it one time? Why that day and not other days? Sometimes I wonder if other people saw him too and never mentioned it because they convinced themselves they had imagined it. I don't know. I do know I saw the man walking toward me and then he was gone. Anyway, that's my story. I'd love to know if any other listeners have experienced something similar, especially in places where you would never expect to see something paranormal. Thanks for reading my story. You know, one thing I will say about this story is as a woman, you are very aware of your surroundings. Like if you are walking and it's in the parking garage, there's a million places somebody could hide. Mm-hmm. You just are always aware of that.
All the time. And that's why I never wear headphones out in public.
I want to be able to hear a car coming up behind me. I want to hear if somebody's walking behind me. I want to know.
Exactly.
I don't like being surprised by people. And I think that's weird that you would be at the parking garage. It's the end of the day. There's very few cars on that level. You see the guy walking toward you. You would make mental, you would know, guy's walking towards me.
Mm-hmm.
And then to just grab your keys and then look at, now I would, I know me, I would have already had my keys in my hand. But yeah, because I would have walked into the parking garage with my keys in my hand. But like, that's the kind of situation. If I get in my car and that person could be a ways away, I will immediately lock the doors. It just is habit.
And if they don't go away, someone's getting run over and it ain't gonna be me.
So to me, that's what makes the story so strange. Because he was there. She knew he was there.
Wasn't.
And then she goes to get her keys and he's not there.
I'd be paranoid like that he was like hiding in a place I didn't see him.
Me too. I would be, but she knows what she saw and where he could have hid. It's like, you know, if there were no cars right in that area, where did he go? That is so weird. And here's the other thing. Maybe people see him all the time, but there's a lot of people around and they don't think anything about it because he just blends in with the crowd of people going to their cars. And I think that's why it was just her and him. She definitely noticed him because it's creepy when it's you and a guy in a parking garage, because we have all heard the stories about horrible things. We've seen a number of datelines about that, the horrible things that have happened in a parking garage. And it's just something that I think we're all aware of.
Note to any of our listeners, don't be a creep.
I don't know. I think she saw something.
I believe so.
I don't know what. It sounds like some kind of residual thing. Perhaps.
Maybe. Maybe it's just like that broken record type haunting where it's just the same action over and over again. Maybe that's purgatory.
But the good thing is, if it wasn't apparition, it was way less scary than what could have happened at that parking garage. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of crazy and a little bit scary, but it could have been a whole lot worse.
Yes.
Well, if you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear it. Call it in, 855-853-4802. You can write it down. Just go to realghoststoriesonline.com. Leave it for us there. You could get the advanced episodes, access to the archive, and no commercials by becoming a premium subscriber. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. L-E-D-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.